Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the week. Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. If you're participating in Happy Hour Friday, send us a picture at TBM929 at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout-out. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Couple minutes from getting back into the big story of the day. Braves, nice little well-earned day off yesterday after going to Houston and sweeping the Astros. The defending World Series champs in town tonight to take on the Braves. We'll get there in a minute. The NBA playoffs start on Sunday. Unfortunately, the Hawks will not be participating in the NBA playoffs for the first time in a few years, obviously leading to many franchise-wide questions they have to answer this offseason. We do have some Trae Young audio from today as it was exit interview day over there at the practice facility. We'll let you hear some of that and start talking about the playoffs and the teams that are in the playoffs in about 20 minutes. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
I was looking at Darius Slayton is absent from voluntary workouts. Doesn't appear to change anything about the draft plan. Because I had to make sure I had it right. I wanted to make sure I had it right. Yes, Darius Slayton, who is the team's fourth receiver, but forced to be the number two guy because they have nobody else. He's holding out.
So because he's not there, that's not going to change their strategy.
Yeah, huh? Okay. Well, we got Slayton, so we can't draft Malik Nabers.
Damn, Slayton's not here.
We can't draft Malik Nabers.
What are we going to do now?
And please.
That's almost as good as – no, that's probably better than this one, but this one's also good. Jets general manager confirmed Zach Wilson not at voluntary workouts. But the team still views him as an asset. They remain open to trading him, but there hasn't been much movement.
They got to cut him.
Yeah, man.
They're going to have to cut him.
No, they don't want him.
Yeah.
And everyone knows it.
And, yeah, that's
and he doesn't want to be there. Yeah. And everyone knows it.
Yeah.
And no one's trading for him because they've seen him play.
But this is the thing about it.
Come on.
They're holding out of voluntary workouts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really going to hurt. That's really going to hurt their feelings.
Dang it, man. Zach's not here?
Zach's not here?
All right.
Oh, man.
I guess.
Darius ain't here? Darius isn't here. Are you sure? Can somebody go down to the locker room and check and see if his locker's been messed with or anything?
All right, practice is canceled.
We got to have Darius here for these sprints.
Practice is canceled.
The hell out of here, man. It's voluntary.
Yeah.
If anybody...
Now, again, when you're like the franchise guy and you start making statements like this, like, I'm not coming to this,
right.
I'm not coming to that,
yeah.
Then this is the time of year when your voice, your demands, whatever, kind of start to be talked about a little bit more. The momentum towards getting you your new deal starts to be talked about a little bit when big-time players don't go. Not everybody not being at voluntary workouts holds the same weight, unfortunately.
Well,
good for you.
Hey, man, it's volunteer, dog. Get your train on,
that's
man.
That's right. They're just training on their own.
That is it. I ain't coming because I don't like how I've been utilized.
Oh, man, it's a new world we're in, though, man.
It is, dog.
You got walk-ons extorting coaches on college campuses.
It's like this transfer portal thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It is crazy because we were talking about Deion the other day, and obviously Kamani, I think it's his name, one of the top corners. We saw about him last year and all those different things. And you know, whatever.
Deion, and he got on the field in the second half of the year last year, right?
He thought he was going to be something. Uh-huh. Like he humbled himself and all those different things. He leaves. And then the funniest one was the running back who came over from Houston, I think, and was like the third string guy there. And then he just transferred. His daddy came out and said, he the best running back at Colorado. Well, he's my son. Of course I'm going to say that. But
is he? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know who they have.
I don't know. But it always goes back to my 4 weeks of coaching when I was coaching high school ball. And having
you draw upon your experience.
Yeah,
as a
and having. But this is the thing about having to deal with folks' mamas and daddies and why their kids don't play. And so I never until I actually got approached by this kid's mama who came and was like, he was good. Why he ain't playing? And I sit there and I'm looking at him in practice, watching him practice, because he sucks. When he was good, no, he was probably good in your eyes. Your son stinks, all right?
Did you say this?
No.
Okay.
No, I would never say that.
That would be truly incredible if you said this to a mom.
Your son stinks. He's out of shape. He don't want to work. And he can only go three plays at a time. He can't play football. And so she was just, I was like, ma'am. This is exactly what I said. Ma'am, I would like for you to come out here one day and watch your son practice. Because you're here to pick him up from practice. Get here early.
Yeah, come a little early. And watch him practice. And see what you see.
And see what you see.
Did she do that?
Yes.
What did she see?
She didn't say nothing.
She didn't talk to you after that.
You talked about that. You talked about that. That's my biggest thing. Come watch your baby. Man, since your baby's so great, come watch your baby.
Give it the eye test.
Yep. Go ahead. And you tell me what you see.
You tell me what you see. Yeah. I mean, the funniest thing about the Deion situation is the way that he's handling the media with all of it. Yes. He had the best response yesterday because they were giving him a hard time about the transfers. And he was like, well, obviously you haven't been watching practice.
Yes.
And
I love that.
Like, well, you don't let us watch practice. and he goes, amen. He's like, wait, what?
Yes.
Who won that argument? I don't know who won that argument.
I like when he said
that. Amen. Somebody, maybe no one said, or both of them. I really don't know.
I just love this one. We'll be fine.
Maybe. We'll see. Because last year they weren't. And maybe they will be this year. Like, I really have no idea.
That was so fun.
No one does. Like, really, no one has any idea whether or not they'll be good. But one thing for sure, he's very confident about where they are. And Deion's never not going to be confident.
He's never not going to be confident.
The funniest thing, transfer portal related right now, is Jaden Rashada leaving Arizona State.
I was like, when I saw
and
that.
And being rumored to potentially go to Georgia.
Really?
That's
why?
What I've seen.
We don't need him.
Why not?
We don't need that.
Get them all.
No.
Get them all.
The
funniest thing would be because he was supposed to go to Florida.
The funniest thing to me is this.
That's
right
why
here.
It would be funny.
Because they were talking about Georgia wanted to pick up another quarterback in the transfer portal. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Why would he want to come here to go and play behind Carson Beck?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But,
NIL money? I don't know.
When I saw that yesterday, I was like, wow. I was like, he was like one of the bright young quarterbacks.
If I'm not mistaken, and I think Abe probably followed this more closely than anyone being a Florida fan, he was the guy that was going there, but then everything got screwed up with the NIL promises, right?
Yes.
And then ultimately he leaves there and went to Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe played a little last year, but they weren't any good.
Right.
And then now he's back in the transfer portal, which again is not unusual, and this is what's going to happen with a lot of these guys. But I don't know. It would just be kind of funny because wasn't he supposed to get like $12 million to go to Florida
or something like that? Yeah.
And if he ended up being a backup at Georgia, like that's kind of a scoreboard. Not that the Bulldog fans need any more scoreboard pointing to Florida, but you never get tired.
They said that young boy down there, though, that young quarterback in Florida is pretty damn good.
But you never get tired of rubbing it in your rival's face.
He's young. But it tastes pretty good. He's pretty good. Look at Abe. I just want to say that.
Abe's so done with it.
Let me know when he transfers out after Napier goes 2-10 this year.
Yeah, let me know when
because we started Graham Mertz against Miami.
When he's Jaden Rashada's backup next year.
Graham Mertz is starting.
You want to bet?
There ain't no way Graham Mertz is starting.
Oh, yeah. You want to guys make a little wager?
I don't bet.
More or less on Prize Picks.
Yeah, more or less. More or less. Not over under. Week one starter for the Florida Gators. Graham Mertz.
I told you.
Or
if Graham Mertz came out on the first play of the game and takes the snap, I would fire Billy Napier right then. One play into the season. Right. I don't care.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
The World Series victory. This ball is hit high and deep to center. Dubon is going back. Did Acuna get his first of the year?
Yeah, man.
Yes. There it goes. Ronald Acuna. He's saying, finally, I did it. After over 40 of them last year, his first of 2024, and Atlanta has the lead.
When the levee breaks,
yep.
Ronald Acuna, hopefully.
He getting two this weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
he getting two this weekend.
Wouldn't be surprised at all. And I mean, that's why when we talked about it, it was like there's no indicators that there's anything wrong other than he's just missing a little bit, timing off. Maybe it was because he missed quite a bit of time during spring training, had to get his power timing back a little bit the first couple weeks of the season, hit the hell out of that one the other night. Braves go into Houston, sweep the Astros, off day yesterday, back at it this weekend against the defending World Series champions at Truist. Starting tonight against the Texas Rangers, Chris Sale will be on the mound. Andrew Heaney will be on the mound for the Rangers. I'm looking at some stats, and if I were to tell you before the season started that the Braves would be 12-15, they'd be in first place, they'd have the best record in the National League, and they'd have three pitchers with 17 innings pitched and averaging nine or more strikeouts per nine innings. What three pitchers would you have guessed that they would be?
To start the season.
Yep. This is opening day. Yes. I said, guess what, guys?
Spencer, Max, and Lopez.
You would have guessed Lopez?
Hell no.
Well, you would have been right about Lopez.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
Ronaldo Lopez
has
been phenomenal. His ERA is one half of a run. Yeah. Chris Sale has also been very good. He's striking out more than 10 guys per nine innings. And Charlie Morton has been solid as well. I mean, his ERA is a little bit high. I feel like these guys will probably get that down as time goes on. But those are the ones.
Dude,
those are the three best pitchers that the Braves have at the moment.
I got a new favorite player now. Well, not one of my favorite, but he is raising elevation into my.
Let me see. It's a Brave.
Yes, of course.
Has he been on the team? This is his first year?
His first year.
Okay. Is it Ronaldo Lopez?
Yes. I like him. Okay. But I'll tell you, my other guy, I like him, but he's not the guy.
Okay, who is
Guillermo?
Oh.
And you know why?
Guillermo.
Yeah, him too. You know why?
Because he's chubby?
Yeah. No, I don't. Oh. I'm not like that. He's so chill. No, I don't do that. He raw dogs the bat.
Oh.
Yes. He is a raw dog girl.
So
I like him, man.
I should like him too.
Yeah,
man.
Dog. He had them nucks out.
Yeah.
I mess with dudes because I love Vlad. I used to love Vlad.
Sure, Vlad, yeah.
So absolutely. Yeah, man. You don't wear no bat gloves in this day and age. I mess with you.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I mess with you. That means that he can do some damage with that bat.
Yeah, no, that means he's not scared.
Yeah, exactly. Because all of the other guys, strapping all those other things, they don't want that.
Plus, he's saving time, too.
I got it.
Doesn't have to readjust the batting gloves all the time.
Yeah, he's a bat raw dogger.
I didn't know Guillermo was a raw dogger,
too. Yeah, man.
I like him.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club, first of all. It feels good in here. Every day, something new about this guy that I like.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, dog.
I'm on board.
Yeah, we all on board with him.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Speaking of not entirely a fair transition here, but did you know Abe ratted me out yesterday?
What's the matter?
Yeah, because I thought, because we had sandwiches, right?
Yeah.
And then after the show, I was like, man, I kind of want another one.
Right.
But I didn't want a whole one.
Right.
And there was a half sandwich sitting on the table.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes on those tables, people take half of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll take half this sandwich. I didn't know it was Mike's. I didn't know Mike ate half and left the other half there. I didn't know that.
Would he leave for later?
I guess. I don't know. But I took it,
okay.
And I ate it, and I left.
Okay.
And then, like, later in the day, my Twitter starts blowing up because, like, oh, Bunker stole Mike Bell's sandwich. And I was like, I didn't know it was Mike's sandwich. I didn't know. But I was like, no, I did take half a sandwich.
I don't care about
if it was
I
Mike's.
Don't care about none of that story. What the hell did Abe do?
Yeah. Mike's like, oh, where'd my other half of my sandwich go? And apparently Abe couldn't wait to come out of the
edit. Is that how you think that happened?
And be like, Andy did it.
That's how you think
Andy
that happened.
Andy Bunker did it.
Whoa.
Andy stole it.
Whoa.
Just snitching on
what
him.
That's
the
how
hell?
You think that conversation went down.
In my mind, that's what happened.
And my dog, you dropping a dime on somebody?
Or did it go more like, I think Andy took it because he
what
didn't
want
it
to What are you talking about?
Waste.
I think Andy
just
took
a
it.
Snitch.
You don't put, that's a snitch, Abe.
Just a flat out
damn Fredo.
Snitch.
Hey, I gave you Paris, all right?
You need to give me a damn thing.
You
I was about
get
to
off
come take Paris out your
one.
Ass. All right? You better. That's what I'm going to do. Nobody said you gave me something. I was gonna take about to take there. Hey, tell me what you was about to give me.
I did take half his sandwich.
But understand,
I did do it.
No,
and I apologize.
No, you don't. We didn't apologize for nothing, right?
I didn't
Andy.
Know it was his. I didn't.
Why
know it
would
his.
You have? Why would you?
I
have?
Didn't know.
Was it on the table where all the rest of the sandwiches were?
It was.
How
it was.
You gonna tell? I think it was Andy. That's a tale right there.
He didn't.
No,
told.
I didn't. I didn't say I think it was Andy.
Uh huh. What'd you
I
say?
Said, I think Andy thought it was going to waste and didn't want it to.
That's a snitch.
It's a snitch.
That's a snitch. You still get 25.
Did I not defend you? Did I not defend you on social media yesterday?
After you snitched on me and felt bad?
Who
yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
had to. You
man,
had no choice.
Trust me, I didn't feel bad.
Okay. I kind of did feel bad. I didn't realize it was his half a sandwich.
I'm bad.
I mean, I want to take
you
half a guy's sandwich.
You should feel worse about it cost me the take-home sandwich because then I had to give it to Bell.
I don't feel bad about
that. I don't know about
that.
That's why, you know.
I don't feel bad about that at all. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, I only wanted a half. I wanted 1.5 Cuban sandwiches yesterday. Man, they were good. Go on down there to our guy, Joel, at Politan Row and get you a Cuban. If you only eat half of it, don't leave it around me. We'll let you hear from Trey Young from this morning, earlier today, talking about wanting to be here forever. We'll also talk about some NBA playoffs as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Boyka! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Hour Friday. Midday show. Andy and Randy, you have 35 minutes to tweet us a picture of whatever it is that you're drinking. We'll give you a shout-out at TBM929, at RandyMac81. Final hour of the show brought to you by Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 15 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We'll get into some NBA playoffs preview conversation in just a couple of seconds as well, because every series in the first round has at least one great storyline. Many of them have multiple great stories.
Welcome home, Miles.
Oh, yeah.
Miles Robinson's coming back to Atlanta.
Let's make him play
Cincinnati tomorrow. Yeah. Get after him.
Make him pay.
Get after him. I love Miles. Such a good dude.
Very good player.
Good
too.
Dude, man. Very and so player. Welcome home, Miles, and everything like that. Fight weekend, Andy. You got Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, already a cluster. You know what? Ryan Garcia, 3 pounds over.
Who am I rooting for and why? Who should I root for?
Since you. Like, I like Devin Haney, the boxer.
Okay.
His daddy's annoying as hell because his daddy's one of them daddies that talk, but he's a head trainer. But his daddy, one of them daddies that got all that mouth and lip and everything.
All right.
But Devin Haney's a good boxer. Now, he should have lost to Lomo. I don't care what nobody say. Lomachenko beat him. But Ryan Garcia, he's just one of them. I don't know. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I understood what you said.
Yeah, I don't like him.
No one could see what I just saw. Randy did. I don't know what I would describe it as, but you did like a body movement.
Yeah, like a soft gesture.
I know what you mean. You did a soft body gesture.
I ain't a big fan of his. But anyway, so big fight. Like I said, United.
I'm not rooting for him.
And then Miles is back in the house. Now, do they do tribute videos?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah. If they do, they should. I mean, he's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is Miles Robinson getting a tribute video?
If anybody was gonna, I don't know. I mean, obviously Joseph would. If anybody was gonna, and he did, I assume. But I give Miles Robinson a little. But the hard part is with the defensive player. Like, I know he scored some goals, but like, what do you do? Like, really, really good tackle.
Yeah.
A bunch of really good.
Yeah.
He played it perfectly. He dispossessed a guy who had an opportunity to. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't know what you do. Just beat him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The man chose Cincinnati.
Chose damn Cincinnati.
He chose to go to Cincinnati.
That nasty chili.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Over some chicken wang.
No kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a terrible choice. All right.
Cincinnati.
Let's hear from Trae Young. The exit interviews were this morning. The Hawks off to the offseason, unfortunately, sooner than they have been over the last couple of seasons. I won't say sooner than we thought that they would be, because – pretty fitting way for the season to end. But here's Trae Young talking about his future here.
Yeah, I mean, every year teams are different. I mean, obviously, I want to be here. I mean, I want to be here, but I want to win too. So, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, I've said that since I've been here. Like, I want to be here. I want to win championships here and do that. But I want to win.
Hell yeah, Trae.
Yeah, great answer.
I think it's a great answer.
Great answer.
Now, how do y'all go about doing that?
Yeah, right. That's like, front office, get it together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not going to want to be here. And at a certain point, you can't blame a guy. Like, at a certain point, when you're playing, and I know he was hurt this year, and I know that, you know, whatever, the way that the end of the season went and all that kind of stuff, but, like, Trae Young's an all-star player.
Yes.
Trae Young's an excellent player.
Yes.
They've attempted to build around him a couple of different times. They did a better job the first time. Couple of years, it's not gone as well.
Then? What would this be?
I would say this is roster retool number 3.
Okay, thank you.
Because the first one was rebuild, right? Like you drafted Trae, and then you kind of started drafting other pieces around him. You already had John Collins. You went out and signed some free agents, and some of the draft picks worked out really well. Some of them didn't. Some of the free agency signings were good. I know we get caught up on the Eastern Conference Finals and all that kind of stuff maybe being a blip. What wasn't the blip was the way they played throughout that whole year. They won 50 games, and they beat the hell out of the Knicks in the first round. Like, that was real. Like, that really did happen. And that was, you know, the Sixers series, there's a lot of weird stuff that happened with Ben Simmons and all of that. Like, but what really did happen was they were a genuine playoff team that was a 5 seed that year. They went into that first-round playoff series against New York and played great. And that – unfortunately, was kind of the, I know they went on to beat Philadelphia and won a couple games in the Eastern Conference Finals as well. You know, you can debate the reality of those next couple of series. What really, I mean, you can't debate what that season was and what that series was against New York and how good Trey was in that series as well. He also scored 50 points in an Eastern Conference Finals game. Like, there are not very many people that have ever done that before. Certainly not very many Atlanta Hawks that have ever done that before. So we quickly forget what this guy is capable of. Then some of that fell apart, and some guys went elsewhere, and for different reasons they moved, and the DeJounte Murray duo hasn't worked out very well. So now they have to try to get it right. And to me, what I'm predicting is they won't do much. I'm predicting that Trey and DeJounte will be
back. What's the point then?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know. And hopefully they can figure it out. What they may do is try to put a better fitting group around Trey for him to still be at his best, but then also for the team to still be able to defend a little bit and for maybe the shooting to be a little, you know what I mean? Like, try to retool around him a bit. And if they don't get it right, then it wouldn't surprise me if a couple years from now, Trey's like, all right, I'm good. You know what I mean? And I couldn't blame him for that, because what the front office has done since that playoff run has got worse every single year. And by the way, this front office is new since then, mm-hmm. right? Like, Travis Schlenk was responsible for putting together that team that won 50 games and won two playoff series, mm-hmm. but did what
okay,
they
so
did
what,
against
what would you put Landry in these guys?
What do you mean?
Like, you said that was phase one with Travis Schlenk.
Well, they did this one.
Yeah, they did this. But now they're about to do another one because they brought DeJounte here.
Yeah.
And now,
yeah.
So now they're
what
about to do
another
one. What
they've done is take a team that was a 50-win team that won two playoff series made it worse every single year.
Yeah.
That's what they've done.
Okay.
So now you have to trust that group to get it right. Mm. You have no choice but to, right? Oh, well, you don't have to trust them. You can trust whoever you want, but you have to hope that they can get it right. And I don't trust them to do it. I mean, I hope they do get it right, but there's absolutely nothing over the last 3 years that would tell you that they will. Right?
Okay. All right. Can we talk about some good teams?
Sure. Yeah. We can talk about some good teams. Yeah. it doesn't matter who Boston plays.
Yeah.
It would probably be fun for Boston to get revenge on the Heat from last year after the Heat knocked them out and didn't even let them get to the NBA Finals. But it doesn't matter who they play. They're going to beat them. The Knicks and the Sixers is a fun series.
All about Joel Embiid's health.
I think the Sixers are going to win that series.
I think if Joel Embiid is healthy, they were trying to say it was on conditioning in the last game against Miami. It's conditioning.
He was grabbing his knee a lot.
He was there. I'm still dragging that leg.
He was grabbing his knee a lot.
He was dragging that leg. Jalen Brunson. I heard his stats. He's only been like 22. He hasn't played that big against the Sixers this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 22 points a game and everything
interesting.
Like that.
And him and Maxey is an interesting matchup for sure.
Yeah.
But I like the Sixers in that one.
Milwaukee, it's all about, you know, can Milwaukee keep pace? Because the Pacers are going to score.
Yeah, and if Giannis comes back at any point.
And for some reason, the Pacers and Milwaukee had some little thing going all season. You know, a little tidbit here and everything like that. But the way they score, and then without Giannis.
If Giannis doesn't play, Pacers are going to win that series. Because they're already not good defensively, or at least not as good as they need to be defensively.
He's their best one.
He's the best defensive player they have. Like, if Halliburton gets to go against a Damian Lillard, like at that defense for however many games it would be, like they're gonna win that series.
Yes.
I think the Pacers have a great chance to. And then Orlando and Cleveland, all of the games are going to be on NBA TV, but it might very well be the best series of the first round. And I'm rooting openly for the Orlando Magic because the Cavs tanked to get into that series because they thought they had a better chance to beat them.
I hope
the Magic beat the hell out of Cleveland.
I think Magic will beat the hell out of them too, because to me, you got Donovan Mitchell, their best player in Cleveland, don't want to be there, so that's going to be a disaster. I think the Kings win tonight because Zion's not playing.
I know. I wish Zion was playing, though, because I do think Zion and that Pelicans team and the Thunder is an interesting series.
Right.
Like, still wins it, but I think a healthy Pelicans team gives the Thunder trouble. I don't think the Kings do.
I'll give the Lakers two.
Yeah.
I'll give the Lakers two.
Yeah.
I'll give them two.
I think here's why I think the Lakers have a better, a more of a fighting chance than they did last. No way, it was a sweep, but it was a four-game competitive.
12 points.
Yeah, it was a competitive four-game sweep. The Lakers are going to be fresher this time.
Right.
That was the Western Conference Finals. This is the first round.
This was.
Is that true?
Yes.
Why?
Efficient-wise, they did the numbers and everything. Now, a lot of that is whatever you want to, because at the All-Star break, when Jokic sent out that text, they went on a different level.
Yeah, I mean, they took the first half of the season off.
But one of those guys that killed the Lakers last year is Derek White. What's his name?
Oh, the guy off the bench. No, he's not there.
Yeah, he's
in Toronto or something like that.
Can D'Angelo Russell he play big? I think that Anthony Davis is going to play big.
Yeah.
I think that LeBron's going to do LeBron. the one Joker's gonna get his.
Yeah.
Don't let them other dudes beat you. Don't let Michael Porter Jr. come get you 25.
And he will one game.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's that.
Gordon will one game. You know Jamal Murray.
That's
the playoffs.
That's what's gonna, one of those guys.
Caldwell, you know, Pope. They just they defend. Yeah. I mean, I realize that maybe their overall season long stats weren't what they had been, but I think the Nuggets are as good as they've ever been.
I like the Suns.
Okay, me
I like
too.
The, I like the Suns. I like the Suns.
Yeah,
like
the only thing though like is. You know, they're an injury waiting to happen.
They are.
And they've only played so many games with those three guys together. And Nurkic is always, like, one step away from getting banged up, too. Yeah. And the Timberwolves just haven't been there, man. Like, this group of Timberwolves guys just hasn't really been
there. This right here, Bunk, is where when we talk about your reps and everything is built in the playoffs. Ant-Man can go –
I mean, he's got a chance to deliver on his superstar status. Same thing with SGA. And if he can get the Thunder to the Western Conference Finals, like, there's a lot of young guys that have a chance to really put a stamp on what they can do because not everybody watches all 82 games. People tune in for the playoffs. And I think that Mavs-Clippers series
is going to be great.
Excellent.
I think it's going to be seven games.
I think it's going
to
be
excellent. And I think you're going to see Kawhi – They're gonna have to put both of them on him. Kawhi and Paul George rotating on Luka.
Yeah, I think Luka is gonna.
You think he's gonna
destroy the Clippers in this series, man? Like, I think it's you know, as sensitive as that topic is sometimes around here,
right?
It's gonna be real done by the end of this playoff run. I think Luka is about to go on a tirade.
It seems like he's ready for it.
I think he's about to go on an absolute rampage in these playoffs. We'll come back and answer all your questions. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Happy Hour Friday. We'll answer them after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, listen, man.
Uh-oh.
Whole question lined up. But what is this I'm hearing by Abe Smithson, bro?
Yeah,
Abe
man.
Called up to this.
Yeah.
Abe is radio Smithson. Defending you.
Yes. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you be. Yeah, you be.
You telling like, on folks about semitism.
Like you, like to have a voice like yours, you kind of soft, Devin. That's when it comes to like me. You always talking about Randy, leave him alone. Randy, stop messing with him. Like I know folks with Putnam, man.
I'm from Peach County,
I'm
right
from
now.
Peach County, exactly. I bet y'all don't want to come down through Gray.
But Mo, listen, this how I stand. I stand like this. Yeah, let me talk like this. Man, damn all that.
Yeah,
I'm
your ass Putnam. Always coming here defending Randy. You need to stop being so mean to Abe. What you want?
I'm going to the ties right now. Don't do it right now, bro. I got your back. Don't worry about it.
How your ass going to get from Kansas City all the way here that fast, Devin?
Don't get his ass kicked.
I got my
I know Randy's wearing pool shoes, but don't.
Don't try me now.
Don't get Abe lumped up on a happy hour Friday.
Please,
Devin.
Don't.
No, he does bring up a good question, though. Like, why did Abe do that? Why'd Abe throw me under the bus like that?
I know why.
Why?
You know what, Andy?
Yeah.
I've always said this about him.
What?
Abe won't look out for himself.
Mm.
And so Abe, what Abe did was try to get on the good graces of Mike Bell.
Oh. Yeah. They're the number one show now.
Yeah.
I see.
See, that's what it was.
So now we got to, okay, got it. Okay.
From what I heard, they're not the only one, number one show.
That is true.
There's other shows.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Everybody's doing pretty good.
That is true over here. But we don't, you know, we cool. my arms ain't that long.
You got pretty long arms.
They that low to reach my back.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man. I don't know. I was a little surprised.
I was too. I saw it because I saw it late yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell's going on?
Yep.
I was like, oh, it's like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I know one thing.
But
Wendy wouldn't have told him. Wendy wouldn't have told. All right, Zach's in Covington. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Zach.
With Keep the Head Ringing, is the bumper coming in after that last break?
Yeah.
What's y'all's pick between The Chronic or 2001?
Oh, I will never, ever in life make that decision.
You won't?
Ever. Nope. Mm. I'm not going to do it.
I think it's easy.
I'm not going to do
it. It's easier for me because I was just way too young to appreciate The Chronic when it came out. But 2001 came out when I was in high school, dude. So it's all we listened to.
Yes, but dude, when he dropped that Chronic, though,
oh sure,
I was like, God,
I can only imagine.
What is this?
I can only imagine.
Woo!
The shockwaves that sent through the entire music industry, like the world, like absolutely.
I was in high school for that one.
You were in high school for the Chronic.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he dropped Chronic, I was like, I didn't think he could get better or as good as Chronic.
When the Dolby surround sound hits, and it's the hydraulic sound on the car.
Dude.
Oh my God.
I did not. Because I didn't think he can get close to the Chronic. And damn it, if he didn't. Yeah, man.
And I don't. The thing about 2001 also that I love so much is there's so many features on there from guys that like went on to do more stuff after that, and guys like combinations of artists that you would never hear together before or after that. And then there's so many hits off of it, but like the second half of the album might even be better than the first half of the album. The songs that weren't maybe quite as popular, but God, there's so many good songs on that album. Be careful who you listen to it with, though, because it's not clean. Like, don't put on 2001 on a road trip with, your parents.
Oh.
For instance.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, this will be good driving music.
No.
It's a really bad idea.
No. I feel uncomfortable listening to that kind of music. But mama don't care. My mama don't care. My mom like, hey, what that is, boy? You know, that's how my mama
does. That's what my mom normally says, too, but that's not what she said this time.
She became a Grammy. That's what it is.
Grammy was like.
Yeah, Grammy don't
this
like
is
that.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Barbara gave a Grammy.
He said he was a 23-year-old what? All right. Let's get to Bobby in Midtown.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, I'm in my 60s, and I got this question. I could still bench 310. Okay. What is something that you still in your 40s that you're proud of you still can do?
Love make. Yeah, that's it.
I don't like, I'll be honest, like, first of all, I was never elite athletically, so the fall off wasn't going to be that far.
Right.
I don't really feel like there's anything that I can't do right now I could do when
I
was.
I can't run.
Well, yeah, you played in the NFL.
Yeah, I can't
like,
run.
You can't
like
do
I,
that
I can't
anymore.
Do that anymore. But I can love make.
I can hit the golf ball as far as I've ever hit it. I could do that still.
Yeah, but I say 310.
I can't do that.
I ain't got it in three.
But I could never do that.
I ain't got it in three bills since like 28, 29.
Never have, never
yeah,
will.
Yeah.
Never have, never will.
It's been a while since I got it.
Yeah, that's the thing about not being elite.
Yeah.
Is the fall off isn't very far.
Yeah.
You go from mediocre to mediocre.
Bobby said,
in
his 60s?
60s benching 310.
That's all right, yeah, man.
Good for you, Bob.
Good job.
You're probably going to make it to your 70s, 80s, and 90s working out like that. We love it. Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's going on, my folks? How y'all doing? Welcome back, people.
To you?
Hey,
where the hell are you at?
Welcome back to you.
Are you back in Georgia?
Yeah, I'm back in Georgia. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, check this out right quick. I was at we had a bachelor party last night at a hotel in Buckhead.
Ooh.
And
sounds fun.
We was on the elevator and this guy was talking to my friend's wife on the phone. Right? Just talking to her. He listened to the whole conversation. But it was his wife talking to the guy on the phone. So
what?
instead of my friend getting mad because his wife was on the other line talking to another guy, he came out and said, hey, is that such and such? Tell her I'm one of her classmates such and such. I know she didn't feel stupid, but how would you handle that situation? I know y'all got a nice wife, but how would you handle the situation if y'all was somewhere and heard a conversation and your wife was on the other line talking kind of nasty to another guy? How would y'all handle that?
What?
How would I handle my wife talking dirty to another man? Where the hell are you coming up with this stuff from, Skip?
Also,
quick, more or less than you react towards me?
I have so many there's no comparison. But I just, like, how did he know that it was his wife?
Exactly.
Also, like, what's his friend doing on the elevator talking to the guy's wife right in front of him?
That's what I'm saying.
What is this scenario?
I don't understand this, Skip. So I ain't got no answer for you. How would I feel if my wife was talking to another man? That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a good place to start.
That ain't going to happen.
But then I would hit him in the face with a 2x4 very quickly after that.
Yeah.
And then I would go talk to her. Like, that that would be the course of action.
Like, don't ever say friend and then put he talking to my wife in the same sentence, because we ain't friends.
No, that's not a friend.
Yeah.
That's an enemy.
Yeah.
That's a snake in the grass.
That's an op.
That's somebody that if you ate half a sandwich that you didn't know was somebody else's, would tell him about it. That's what it is. It's an op. That's exactly
it's
what
an
it
op.
Is. All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Not how that went down.
Dude, did Channing's tooth just fly out?
Who?
Channing. He was doing a show.
His teeth fell out while doing the show?
What if his tooth flew out of his mouth?
Huh.
Well, damn, Crowder.
Never had that one.
Yeah, never had that.
Speaking of Wendy, by the way, because we just referenced her.
Right.
I was texting with her the other day. She's doing great.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows. Wendy Adams, killing it.
Okay. Abe's half a snitch. I ain't going to give him a hole.
Yeah, I only ate half a sandwich.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Yeah, I'll give him half.
gave you a whole point, though.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you didn't. Yeah. Randy was about to take Paris out your ass. That's my takeaway of the day. That's what almost happened at 12:45 today.
Spencer Rattler has big toes. Hustle man can confirm.
Hey, Bo, you rocking this weekend?
Not this weekend because the Braves are on Sunday night.
All right.
Randy's not going to like these. Randy wants to be the lube guy. And then he also said that he messes with dudes who are raw doggers.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Well, look, I mean, Andy and Randy.
You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
Abe, you up this weekend?
I got, obviously, Atlanta United pregame, postgame, and then 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock Sunday, the Abe TL show.
Oh, here it's a full weekend Abe Stravaganza.
No days off.
Abe Stravaganza.
No days off. All right, we'll come back, see what Dukes and Bill have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.